KQKI News and KQKINews.com, I'm Jordan Dupree. On January 27, the Berwick Police Department apprehended two individuals responsible for a series of crimes in the town. Cale David, a 27-year-old male from Berwick, and Sebastian Newsom, a 19-year-old male from the same area, were taken into custody at approximately 6:42 p.m. The charges against David included two counts of simple criminal damage to property, three counts of simple assault, and a warrant for failure to register as a sex offender. On the other hand, Newsom faced two charges of simple criminal damage to property, three charges of simple assault, and a warrant for reckless operation. Following their arrest, David and Newsom were transported to the Berwick Police Department, where they were booked on the aforementioned charges. On January 29th at 1:27 p.m., officers from the Morgan City Police Department responded to a residence on Short Street regarding a welfare concern. Upon arrival, officers discovered two deceased victims inside the residence. Investigators from the Morgan City Police Department Detectives Division were called to the scene, and the investigation is currently ongoing. The identities of the victims are being withheld at this time until their families have been notified. And in local news, road work begins on US 90 between Sherrington Canal and LA 83. Road work began on Monday, January 29, and will continue through Monday, February 12. US 90 eastbound will be reduced to one lane from the LA 83 exit in Baldwin to just near the bridge over Sherrington Canal. This closure is necessary to allow crews to construct diversion roads. The road will open to regular traffic with a 14-foot width restriction and oversized loads passing through the work zone. Additionally, US 90 westbound will be reduced to one lane from the bridge over Sherrington Canal to near the LA 318 exit beginning Monday, January 29 until Monday, September 30th. DOTD appreciates your patience and reminds you to please drive with caution and be on the lookout for work crews and their equipment. Reporting for KQKI News, I am Jordan Dupree.